สสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมทัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมทัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะThe last Dhamma talk we are discussing about overcoming unpleasant sensations or feelings, in other words, pain. And there we dealt more in terms of how to. This.Observing the pain or unpleasant sensation, dukkha vedana, to overcome, observing to overcome it, it will strengthen and sharpen the five controlling mental faculties. And also it falls under the how to practice respectfully and penetratively.These unpleasant feeling or pain, you will encounter them, you will experience them throughout your practice in various parts and various stages. It is not that once you have overcome it, it is over and finished. And today we are going to talk about these unpleasant sensation or pain, explaining in relation to the insights. And that way we have an all-rounded understanding of it. Last week was how to deal with it, how to practice it, what kind of things will come in, and how to observe it.So these unpleasant sensations, as we have talked about previously, the first encounter was at the third level of insight, samasana jnana, insight or comprehension towards the three general characteristics.Nicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanence, suffering, and non-self. That is the first time you encounter, and it is in the earlier stage of your practice. Once you have overcome or experienced the first two stages of insight, your meditation seems like going downward, can't concentrate.Can't be mindful, all sort of negative sensations come in. And that is the third stage. And in here, you observe it, as we have dealt how to observe and what to do. We won't go through it in detail. You observed, and slowly,you come to understand these unpleasant sensations. First of all, it is the dukkha vedana is the dukkha sisa, the first noble truth, the first of the noble truth, dukkha sisa, the truth of suffering. That is when you come to understand.And in there too, you keep observing, totally in a way unconcentrated, totally in a way it's unmindful. That's how you are feeling throughout these stages. But with persistence and patience, you observe and you observe and you observe. You come to see these painful sensation starting to disappear here and disappear there. And you begin to see the various characteristics of them, all secondary characteristic, primary characteristics, and specific nature. And through that experience, you come to know or have an inkling about impermanence, nature. So first of all, as you are experiencing unpleasant sensations, that is dukkha. You start with the dukkha, and then you come to understand anicca. But you keep on observing, and the mind becomes steadier, and you begin to see the unpleasant sensation. With a lot more gaps in between. And that is the indirect understanding of anatta. In there, first and foremost, when you are not totally stable and grounded, your mind has to bend. Oh, this is anicca, this is dukkha, this is anatta. Very slight level of reflectiveness has to support to go through that stages. But don't do too much. Just a little bit of understanding. That's why theory is put in at this stage, explaining what is happening and what is mean by it. And if you're persistent enough, what happened is that unpleasant sensation have a lot of gaps, and your mindfulness becomes stronger and firmer, stronger and firmer. And you overcome a lot of painful sensations. One thing is, at this level, most of the painful sensations or unpleasant sensation that you're experiencing comes from the physical source. You're sitting, aches and pains are from the knees, from the hips, from the back, neck, tingling, numbing, nausea. So it comes from the physical sources at this stage. Most of them, not necessarily 100%, but most of them come from the physical sources. But even though as it comes from the physical sources, you have to understand these painful sensations, unpleasant sensations are not physical, which means they are not rupa, they are not matter. They come from the source of rupa. But by itself, these unpleasant sensations are not rupa, not matter. Actually, this is mental. Okay, mental. Keep that in mind. Some people callously think, oh, this is body in pain. And if you understand that pain, you will take it as the rupa or matter or the body. And if that's the case, your understanding is entirely wrong. All vedana, painful or unpainful, pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, they are all mental. It is the mind that experiences it. Only the sources, some comes from the physical source and some come from the mental source. The source is different. But by itself, it is the mental phenomenon. Mental phenomenon, pain is. It's a part of the mind, a part of the mental formation, chetasika. So you need to have that clarity on it. So in here, you start overcoming the pain, which means, as we have said, you observing the pain is there, but the pain does not bother you anymore. That is the what it means by overcoming the pain. And they are all at this level of the third insight, all at the third level of insight, Sammasana Jnana. And as we have said before, okay, even though these insights are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they are going on, and you will experience them chronologically. But to be able to say one is establish a certain insight firmly, groundedly, that's a different matter. You might be still in the third level of insight as far as your achievement is concerned. But at the same time, at that same grade three, you might be experiencing some aspect of 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. They come and go like a flash, like a lightning. You distinctly experience it. So keep in mind, even though you might be experiencing what is present or described by number 4 or number 5 or number 8 or number 10 or 11, you are not there. Sometimes every condition is perfectly right while you are observing, and they flashed, or in other words, you come face to face and you experience it. And some yogis thought, once they experience it, I am there. I am in the insight stage of equanimity. Not at all. You are still in the third stage of insight. That's where you are. So that is very important for yogi to understand. If not, you begin to misinterpret, okay, your practice and starting to think all sorts of things with regard to your attainment or achievement. And in here, these painful sensations you overcome at the third level. And then when you truly overcome it, what happened was at that moment, your mindfulness is very strong. Your mindfulness is quite firm. Momentum is quite strong and firm. And these painful sensations arise, and suddenly they disappear. And the first experience is, suddenly painful sensation disappear and it's replaced by the pleasant sensation. Okay? Sensation that makes you feel very good. That is automatically the turn of the point. And what you will see is you will come to experience these pleasant sensation more and more. You go to the unpleasant sensation, finally they disappear and these pleasant sensations come in, and you experience these pleasant sensation. And slowly, the frequency of these pleasant sensation become more and more and more. And then, sometime, you could hardly experience the unpleasant sensation. And even if you go through that, it is more like a flash, like a lightning. You experience this and gone. That means you are starting to reach the domain of the beginning, the initial stage of the fourth insight. Okay. So that is about the first encounter with the unpleasant sensation or pain, which mostly related to the physical source, and you overcome it. That is overcoming the unpleasant sensation. And one thought, oh, I have overcome the unpleasant sensation. I'm halfway on the path. If you take that, you are not correct. And you go through this number 4, okay, start starting at the beginning stage, and then in the middle stage, and at that final, at the mature stage, which is, call it Udayabhayajnana, insight of the arising and passing away. And after that, number four, what happened was, at the mature stage of this number four insight, these arising and passing become very quick and very fast. Very quick and very fast. And then you go into the beginning part of the number five insight, which is called insight of dissolution, knowledge of dissolution. In other words, everything you are encountering is passing away, passing away, passing away. And in there, what happened was the same thing. Everything has the initial stage, middle stage, and the mature stage. Every insight has. The earlier ones are not very distinct, and these ones become more and more distinct because they has its own little signatures which you can define. And this passing away is really quick. At the beginning, as you just watch, it is not painful. Okay, there's no pain in fall. Okay, simply they are like very high speed, anything that comes and go. As soon as you watch it, you become aware of an object, let's say. The moment that you become aware of it, actually what you are seeing is the end of that object, that way you see it. So when you become more and more deeper into this number five, and closer to the mature stage, that is the time. It is not the pains at the knees or pain at the ankles or not from the physical force. To put it in a different way, it is like dizzying effect. It's so fast, it can drive you dizzy. Not physical dizzy. In a way, it seems like you can't even cope. Because we are practicing in such a way to see the object with clarity. Okay. To see the beginning, to see the middle, to see the end. With sharpness and clarity. That is how we are practicing from day one to all through the stage, and especially in number four. You thought you have controlled and you have known everything that needs to know about Nama and Rupa and number four, because you see with such clarity and such effortlessly, and you are used to it, and you think that is quite the thing that you need to see. And in the fifth is, what you are doing was you are still trying to see that way. But the speed of passing away is faster and faster and faster. And there is a stage in which frustration arises. You're trying your best to see with clarity and sharpness, but the phenomenon is in such a way you can't see, you can't experience that way. Around that time, some yogi get quite a situation in which they got really frustrated, very frustrated, irritated. You try very hard, not in perfect harmony. You lost total control. You are trying to see because that's what you are supposed to be observing. But because of that dizzying speed of disappearance is so overwhelming, it's really frustrating and really irritating. And in a way, all these things are, you are feeling unpleasant sensation. But you don't clearly took at this as an unpleasant sensation, because our knowledge and our experience of unpleasant sensation is the painful sensation from the physical source. So we didn't pick up right away at that time. This is the unpleasant sensation. It is just a bunch of frustration and irritation and dizzying effect of tough to cope with this rapid speed of passing away. So in other words, here again, you began to experience this dukkha vedana, unpleasant sensation, but it comes with a different shape and different form, so to speak. And in here, you observe, you observe, you observe. And in such a way, it comes in that dizzying speed. Eventually, these aggravation and frustration starting to come into different kind of emotional states inside you. Emotional states. What it is first and foremost, like you become scared, you become afraid. Because our whole life, our whole experiences, we are used to be able to control things, okay, to a lesser or greater degree, able to control things. And especially in the fourth level of insight, you have a total command of the situation. Yeah, they are going away, but one thing is they are arising, the, so to speak, the middle part, and there's a passing away. You know it is arising and passing away, it comes and it goes. But at the same time, the mind that knows seems to be in control. You see, so there's a split experience. One is the passing away, another one is, I know the beginning, I know the middle, I know the end, I know what is happening. Effortlessly, like a great powerful being sitting and watching. So there's a split experience, split feeling in that level. But on the fifth, is you lost that control. Because of the loss of control of everything, that loss of control in terms of characteristic, you are experiencing anatta, anatta, non-self. And at the same time, as we are so used to in a state of a certain way of control, and the control is lost, you begin to feel really scared. Sometimes you even shiver with fear. Everything pass away, become afraid, scared, fearful. Okay. That is the emotional feeling. But one thing is, you cannot even observe. You actually, sometimes the body got cold and you got shiver and afraid. Something that you are afraid of, you don't know. Like example is some people who believe in ghosts and stuff like that. At a certain situation, you think there's a ghost, and suddenly the whole body got cold and shiver without knowing what there is. That kind of situation, emotional feeling. At the beginning, you lost it a little bit. You just drag along with that fear. But your job is to observe, to observe, to observe. Okay. When your observation becomes stronger, it becomes a little stabilized. But at the same time, that emotional feeling of fear and being scared and afraid is also another unpleasant sensation. At that moment, we are not looking at it as a dukkha vedana. We are really have an emotional impact. Why? Because suddenly all the nama and rupa we consider that is so solid, grounded, and in control, even though theoretically we know otherwise, but our behavior is different. It's actually dissolving and disappearing in front of you, and that really shocked your whole system. Okay. That is the bhaya-jnana. Bhaya-jnana, the fear that come in. And along with it, okay, it is not that step one, step two, step three. Okay. In literature and explanation, it is. But now these emotions are all mixed in. Of course, the fear is dominant. And then suddenly you begin to feel like disgust. Okay. Fear of this dissolution. And then you begin to have a disgust to this dissolution. Fear and disgust. Nibbida. Okay. You got fear, you just disgust. And then what happened is you want to escape. In other words, the time when you say that you want to escape, it sounds like very good. But in reality, I'll put in a different way to see. You are caught in a corner. Your enemies are all around. You are caught in a corner. And you know it is a do or die, and you want to escape. That wanting to escape has that negative emotional states involved with it. So all these kind of things, fear, disgust, repulsiveness, wanting to escape, these are all emotional feelings. That's why at the beginning, if you remember, I put it, these are the insight stages that one experiences due to coming face to face with the dizzying speed of dissolution. And it shocks your system, and these are the emotional impacts you have. All these feelings are mixed in, and all that you need to do is you try your best to observe these emotions, negative emotions, fearful, disgust, repulsive, responses, want to escape. You observe. And so, starting from the later part of number 5, and then number 6, and then number 7, and then number 8. What happens? These are all negative feelings, negative unpleasant sensation. In other words, these are dukkha vedana, but they are from the mental source, not from the physical source. Different source, and the impact is different. Those are pain. Those are mental pain, and one need to observe. So don't think that you have overcome the pain first and it is gone. Here is another pain. They come in and you have to observe. It's pretty tough around there. And your teacher will encourage and pull you through that stage. And then suddenly, 6, 7, 8, then 9, everything seemed to be disarray. These emotional impacts are so strong, and with that, combined with the dizzying speeds of the dissolution, it seems like everything breaks down. At the same time, your job is not to give up, but to keep on observing. That's why at this stage it's called picking it up again. Picking it up again is you have to treat yourself like you are just starting the meditation. just totally a rookie, a beginner. That's the way you have to position yourself. You forget about everything, you back out this passing away and stuff like that, and slowly go into rising, 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 falling, 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 and slowly you have to pick up again. And around that time, as you develop it through at that moment, there's another kind of pain arises. Another kind of pain arises. That pain is totally different from the first two groups. The first group is the pain from the physical faults. The second group of pain is the pain from the emotional, negative emotional impact. And the third group that you will be encountering or you are encountering is totally different from the two. It's not emotional impact either. It's not from the physical source either, nothing. But it is very hard to explain. Everything seems to come from nowhere and from everywhere. From nowhere and from everywhere, there's a pain. Not emotional pain, not physical pain, but at the same time, it is very, very painful. More painful than any other pain you had experienced before. The only way it seems is the weight of the world, the weight of the universe seem to press you down. In other words, not a single cell in your body is without pain. Your whole body seems to be squeezed into a tiny ball. The pressure comes from all sides. It seems like there is no place in the world or in the universe. There is no nama and there is no rupa without that kind of a pain. That kind of pain arises in you. And that is the one you have to deal with it. And it's tough. It's tough. Very different. And you cannot really categorize either. In other words, you are experiencing the Buddhist Noble Truth, dukkha sissa, at the highest degree. Dukkha sissa. What is dukkha sissa? The truth, noble truth of suffering. All nama and all rupa, all matter and all mind is dukkha. The existence of all nama and all rupa is dukkha. And that is what you are experiencing. Because there is no atom, no cell escape from the pain. And there is no mental escape break from the same. And there is no space escape from that pain. That is the way one experiences. In other words, you are face to face in a literature positive point of view. You are face to face with the dukkha sista in flesh. Dukkha sista in flesh. The highest level of experiencing dukkha sista. It's totally different from other pains. And all that you can do is determination, persistence, not giving up, and observe that pain, observe that pain, observe that pain. And it is a tug of war. A lot of yogis folded their chair and walk away. But people who don't and persist will overcome. And as soon as you overcome it, basically the great peace come down. The great peace come out. What's happening was, you don't give up, you observe, you don't give up, you observe. And when you observe it, eventually, what happened was, you see the same thing, this nama and rupa, arising and passing away, arising and passing away. But you don't miss anything. And then everything is not even observing one at a time. Without a gap, no gap from one object to the other, without effort. And you see the world, you see the universe, you see this nama and rupa. Yes, everything is arising and passing away. And you don't need to put anything, any effort. It is automatic flow, natural flow. That is the time. That is the period. You have truly overcome unpleasant sensations. So there are three groups. If you want to talk in terms of jnana, on the third jnana, samasana jnana, you will experience pain. That's a physical. At that time, you think you're going to die. You overcome and you go into the very pleasant mode, number four, arising and passing away. And then go to the fifth, passing away, speed up. And then you go to a stages of near the end of five, and the six and seven and eight, the highly emotional pains you experience, what we experience in our normal life, fear, afraid, scared, disgust, aversion, caught in a corner, have to fight your way out. Our life experience in our life events, like that, you experience the emotions due to the losing the handle on the nama and rupa, because they pass away so fast. And then you have to pick up and fight. Pick up and fight on the number nine. And that is the third type of pain that comes in. And when you pass that and you go to the Sankharupekka Jnana, insight knowledge to the state of equanimity, then you have overcome all these different kind of pains. In other words, you have truly experienced the highest level of dukkha sissa. And you understand what dukkha sissa means. So that is with regard to pain. And you'll notice I'm talking two aspects. One aspect is how to deal with it. And number two aspect is, which is not being expressed much anywhere, but I thought, if I'm gone, I leave something for people who are self-directed people. For that reason, I try to explain in this fashion. When you overcome the pain, any kind of pain, physical source, mental source, dukkha sissa in flesh, then you have passed halfway mark of your journey towards Nibbana. So may all of you be able to practice Satipatthana Vipassana meditation and able to overcome unpleasant feeling, dukkha vedana, and truly understand what the noble truth of dukkha sissa, noble truth of suffering, as soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Buddham pujami. Dhammam pujami.